Hello my friends, and welcome back to the You Can Do TV channel. In this video, we will visit Russian and Spanish shipyards to explore the process of building and repairing submarines, as well as the most expensive cruise ships in the world. We are at the Zvezdochka shipyard, located in Severodvinsk, Russia. The shipbuilding process begins with meticulous planning and design work. Over the course of many months, hundreds of engineers and design bureaus collaborate to create design documentation covering hundreds of square kilometers. These drawings and documents serve as blueprints for the ship's construction. In the hull shop, shipbuilders use templates and frame patterns to transform simple sheets of metal into the complex shape of a ship's hull. They carefully cut, bend, and manipulate the metal, working with hundreds, if not thousands, of individual blocks, parts, and elements. The goal is to give each piece its intended form, which contributes to the ship's overall nautical performance. The assembly and welding of sections is a labor-intensive stage in the shipbuilding process. Skilled welders, often working in teams, meticulously weld kilometers of seams using automatic and semi-automatic welding machines. These highly skilled workers, often part of a welding league of around 34 individuals, ensure the structural strength of the ship's hull by creating clean, durable welds. Shielding gases such as argon, carbon dioxide, or a mixture thereof are employed to protect the welding zone from the presence of oxygen in the air. Once the sections are assembled and welded, they are transported to the slipway for further construction. This involves using cranes to load the sections onto railway platforms. The impressive crane park of the workshop, consisting of 14 bridges and one gantry crane, operated by a team of 35 people, ensures precise movement and placement of the ship's components. At the slipway, the ship's hull begins to take shape. Workers with expertise in handling various materials, including special alloys like titanium and aluminum, meticulously construct sections of different shapes and sizes. These complex sections, including large deck sections and bottom parts, require powerful cranes and strengthened railway tracks to maneuver them into position with millimeter precision. The shipbuilding process also relies on advanced technological equipment. The hull shop has undergone significant modernization, with new equipment being put into operation. This investment in modern technology from leading European companies ensures efficiency and precision throughout the shipbuilding process. The significance of the hull shop cannot be overstated. It has played a crucial role in ship construction and repair for over 55 years. The workshop has contributed to the development of various vessels, including nuclear submarines, fishing ships, and icebreakers such as the Lenin. The skilled workforce, comprised of both experienced workers and young professionals, ensures the workshop's continued success. MSC Meraviglia is a remarkable feat of engineering and construction, showcasing the intricate work and meticulous planning involved in building a state-of-the-art cruise ship. The construction process of this magnificent vessel involved an astounding 35,000 tons of steel, which was carefully crafted and assembled to create its massive hull. To meet the demanding construction schedule, a staggering 14,000 meters of steel was cut each week, highlighting the incredible productivity and efficiency of the shipyard. This relentless pace of steel cutting continued for over 12 months until the hull was fully formed. A remarkable 1.5 million hours of work were dedicated to this project, underscoring the dedication and expertise of the skilled workers involved. The construction process was divided into 50 mega blocks, which were assembled and joined together to create the final structure of MSC Meraviglia. To handle these colossal blocks, the shipyard employed the largest crane in Europe, a testament to the scale and complexity of the project. A notable feature of MSC Meraviglia's construction is the bulb design implemented in its hull. The bulb modifies the flow of water around the ship, reducing resistance and increasing its speed. This innovative design ensures optimal performance and fuel efficiency, allowing the ship to navigate through the water with enhanced speed and stability. In terms of propulsion, MSC Meraviglia features azipod installation. These azipods are advanced propulsion systems that provide the ship with improved maneuverability and efficiency compared to traditional propulsion systems. This technological advancement allows the ship to move seamlessly through the water, providing a smooth and comfortable experience for its passengers. Once the construction of the hull and essential systems was complete, the ship underwent an elaborate painting process. A staggering 300,000 liters of paint were used to coat the vessel, ensuring its protection from the elements and giving it an attractive and polished appearance. With great anticipation and excitement, MSC Meraviglia finally touches the sea for the very first time, marking a significant milestone in its construction journey. The construction of the interiors on MSC Meraviglia showcases an impressive blend of efficiency, luxury, and entertainment, ensuring a captivating experience for passengers on board. The process begins with the installation of cabins, where a remarkable 2 cabins are built every hour to accommodate the ship's guests. To expedite this process, 2,244 pre-built cabins are brought in by truck and seamlessly inserted into the ship, ensuring a seamless and timely completion. Moving beyond the cabins, the construction efforts extend to various areas of the ship. The Galleria Meraviglia stands as a central hub, boasting a vibrant atmosphere and a wide range of amenities. Here, passengers can explore a 2-story infinity atrium, a visual marvel that exudes elegance and grandeur. Surrounding this breathtaking space, passengers will find 4 elegant pools, offering opportunities for relaxation and recreation. As passengers work up an appetite, the construction efforts focus on creating 12 dining areas, providing an extensive selection of culinary delights to suit every palate. The entertainment options on board MSC Meraviglia are nothing short of extraordinary. The construction process includes the creation of a magnificent 985-seat Broadway theater, designed to captivate audiences with exceptional performances. One of the ship's standout features is the 80-meter LED skyscreen, the longest of its kind at sea. This massive LED screen serves as a mesmerizing backdrop for captivating visual displays and immersive experiences, enhancing the ambiance and entertainment on board. The construction efforts also extend to the Carousel Lounge, an exclusive venue dedicated to hosting Cirque du Soleil at sea shows. This collaboration between MSC Cruises and Cirque du Soleil brings world-class acrobatic performances and awe-inspiring spectacles directly to passengers, ensuring a truly unforgettable and unique entertainment experience. The production process of diesel engines at Navantia Diesel Engines production unit in Cartagena, Spain, follows a series of steps to ensure quality and reliability. The company specializes in manufacturing high and medium speed diesel engines for naval and land-based facilities. Let's explore the production process in detail. Casting. The engine production starts with casting. Navantia has a foundry covering an area of 7,000 square meters. It has the capability to cast up to 60 tons of modular gray cast iron and up to 20 tons of alloy casting. Machining. After casting, the engine components undergo machining. Navantia employs flexible systems for machining, allowing them to manufacture castings with high added value. These systems use machine tools and devices with constant innovation and built-in quality monitoring. Inspection points and control programs ensure precision during the machining process. Assembly. The assembly lines cover an area of 5,000 square meters. Navantia's manufacturing system emphasizes modularity, quality, delivery time, and final cost. Skilled technicians assemble engines, generators, and engines for repair or overhaul, ensuring adherence to strict quality standards. Test beds and quality control. Navantia has test beds capable of handling a wide range of power and speed requirements. There are dedicated test beds for propulsion engines and generators. This allows thorough testing and verification of engine performance before they are delivered to customers. The quality department plays a crucial role in maintaining precision and reliability throughout the production process. They implement a system of quality control, continuous improvement, and calibration of control equipment. Material testing and measurements are performed in the laboratory. The S-81 Isaac Peral is a groundbreaking submarine that is set to launch a new era for the Spanish Navy. This impressive vessel, christened in Cartagena, Spain, is one of the largest non-nuclear submarines in the world, weighing in at 2,965 tons. The S-81 Isaac Peral boasts the S-80 Plus design, which incorporates a bioethanol fuel cell AIP, air independent power system, known as BEST, bioethanol stealth technology. This system offers several advantages over other AIP systems. It utilizes bioethanol as fuel, which can be easily sourced and reformed after use, eliminating the need for separate hydrogen storage tanks required by other AIP submarines. Equipped with a formidable arsenal, the S-81 Isaac Peral carries three primary weapons: the DM2A4 heavyweight torpedo, UGM-84 sub-harpoon anti-ship missile, and SAES seabed mines. Additionally, although the order for UGM-109 Tomahawk land attack cruise missiles has passed into history, the submarine retains the capability to carry them if acquired in the future. This unique feature places the Spanish Navy in an elite group of submarine operators with a potential first-night strategic strike capability among non-nuclear NATO submarines. The submarine is named after Isaac Peral, a Spanish naval officer and engineer who designed the world's first all-electric submarine. Commissioned into the Spanish Navy in 1889, Perel's pioneering work predates the first submarines of the U.S. Navy and Royal Navy by more than 10 years. In recognition of his contributions, the Spanish Navy has previously named three submarines. Compared to the Scorpene class, the S-80 Isaac Perel features a wider hull and a greater length, allowing for an extra deck level and enhanced storage capacity for torpedoes. Notably, the S-80 has been specifically designed as an AIP submarine from the start, providing it with an operational advantage over its Scorpene counterparts. Although the S-80 program has faced complications and delays with the first two boats, Isaac Perel, S-81, and Narciso Montreal, S-82, initially entering service without the AIP system, the subsequent hulls, Cosme Garcia, S-83, and Mateo Garcia de los Reyes, S-84, will have the AIP incorporated either during construction or through subsequent overhaul. A solemn ceremony took place to decommission the Ekaterinburg, a nuclear-powered strategic missile submarine of Project 667 BDRM. The Project 667 BDRM submarines have a length of 167 meters, a width of 12 meters, and a displacement of approximately 12,000 tons. They can dive to a maximum depth of 400 meters and reach a cruising speed of up to 24 knots underwater. The submarine is crewed by 140 personnel and armed with 16 intercontinental ballistic missiles from the D-9 IRM complex. The Ekaterinburg Strategic Missile Submarine, designed by the Central Design Bureau, Rubin, arrived at the Zvezdochka shipyard earlier than planned due to an emergency incident. Originally, it was scheduled for routine repairs at the Zvezdochka shipyard in Severodvinsk after its transfer from Gajevo. However, plans had to be adjusted after a fire broke out in the submarine's hydroacoustic station during work at the Nesovaya Gorka ship repair yard in Severomorsk. The fire was complex and intense. Deputy Prime Minister of Russia instructed the Navy and industrial enterprises to quickly restore the damaged ship, taking into account the shortened inter-repair period for Ekaterinburg. To expedite the repair process, the decision was made to combine the emergency repair of the hydroacoustic station and the bow section's hull structures with the planned restoration work. The submarine was brought to the Zvezdochka shipyard, and repair work began immediately, even before the signing of the state contract. A team of specialists inspected the structures and equipment of the damaged first compartment, and Ekaterinburg was lifted out of the water and placed on a solid foundation inside the Zvezdochka dock. Full-scale repair work commenced, and the submarine was later moved to a stable workshop. Between 300 and 600 personnel worked daily on the ship, with the engineering services of Zvezdochka addressing complex tasks and developing technical solutions. Intensive efforts were made to restore the ship's systems, damaged by the fire. Collaborative work between Zvezdochka, the Rubin Institute of Marine Technology, and other institutions ensured the preservation, restoration, and continued operation of the ship without limitations. The progress of the repair work was closely monitored by the leadership of the United Shipbuilding Corporation and the Navy's command, with regular progress reports submitted to the Russian government. Eventually, a significant portion of the repair work was completed, and the submarine was ready to be removed from the dock and launched back into the water. Navantia, a renowned Spanish company, is a leader in the field of ship repairs and transformations, especially cruise ships, including large-scale vessels. Its strategic location in the Bay of Cadiz, near the Strait of Gibraltar, makes it an ideal choice for cruise ships operating in the Mediterranean and the Caribbean, as they can conveniently undergo repairs without deviating from their routes. One notable feature is the dock, measuring 386 meters in length, 66 meters in width, and with a draft of 9 meters. This substantial dock capacity can accommodate vessels weighing up to 440,000 tons, ensuring that even the largest cruise ships can be serviced. Four cranes with lifting capacities of up to 100 tons ensure efficient handling during repairs. Additionally, the shipyard has established its own gray and black water treatment plant, capable of processing 500 tons per day, meeting environmental standards. The shipyard's capabilities extend beyond basic repairs. Navantia offers comprehensive turnkey services, including the design, prefabrication, assembly, and testing of various components, whether it is the installation of propulsion systems such as propellers, stabilizers, and pots, or the completion of painting, interior refurbishment, and the installation of recreational accessories, the shipyard can handle diverse and complex tasks. One of the primary concerns in ship repair is addressing mechanical and electrical system issues. The company possesses the technical know-how and experience to diagnose and rectify problems related to engines, generators, propulsion systems, and various electrical components. Skilled engineers and technicians meticulously analyze the systems, troubleshoot faults, and carry out necessary repairs or replacements. The shipyard's team also specializes in resolving propulsion-related complications. Issues with propellers, thrusters, and steering mechanisms can significantly impact a vessel's maneuverability and performance. The company's experts possess in-depth knowledge of these systems, enabling them to tackle intricate repair tasks such as realigning propeller shafts, refurbishing propellers, and optimizing propulsion efficiency. The shipyard's skilled craftsmen meticulously restore cabins, public spaces, restaurants, theaters, and recreational facilities. From repairing plumbing and electrical fixtures to refurbishing furnishings and finishes, the team ensures that every interior aspect is meticulously attended to, providing passengers with a comfortable and enjoyable experience.